Blog Talk Radio.
What you gonna do, Lord? What you gonna do, Lord? What you gonna do?
raise a dish, remove the grit and pound for fish. Different blinded eyes to see, changes set the captive free.
The few so he could talk and touch the land so he could walk.
So they hung you on that tree.
Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do what you want to do, Lord. Do what you want to do tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, glory. Glory. Ah, we enter into your praise. We enter into your kingdom. We enter into your presence. We want to hear from you tonight, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it. Do it. Do it, Lord. Praise God. Call someone and tell them to listen in on God's favorites tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ask God to do that thing for you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, we glorify your name. We glorify your name. Praise God.
Lift your hands and just begin to worship.
Tell the Lord tonight, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider. Yes, Lord. You need to mean it, Lord God. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, he reigns. Yes, he does. He reigns in victory. Praise God. Jehovah Shalom. Yes. He's my Prince of Peace. Praise. Let God know. Oh, that you know who he is to you. And I worship you. I worship you. I worship you, Lord, because, Lord, of who you are. Praise God. Just worship him. Worship him. You are Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're Jehovah Nissi. Oh, you reign, you reign. Oh, praise you. Oh, glory, God. And no one can reign like our God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, when he tries to deter you and pull you and try to destroy you, you can worship God for who he is. Praise God. Jehovah Rapha, when you're sick, oh, just tell God, you are my healer. You are my healer, God. You go, Jehovah Shammah. Oh, you're always there with me, Lord God. You promise. You promise, God. You never leave me. Oh, God. Deliver us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, praise God. Over. Jehovah Jireh. You're my provider. Praise God. Jehovah Nissi, you reign in victory over me, God. You have everything in control, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Because of who you are, praise God. Jehovah Rapha, Lord, touch tonight. Touch and heal. Heal and set free tonight, God. Oh, God. Oh, you're my strong deliverer. Praise God. Almighty God, reveal yourself. Oh, provider. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are with me, Lord. Yes, right here, right here, right here. Oh, God, and I worship you. Yes, God, I worship you because of who you are, Lord God. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, Stama. Oh, woo. Because of who you are. Lord, you can do anything but fail. Oh, Lord God, let's go into prayer. Oh, that song just ushered us on in to the presence of God to go into prayer. Praise God. Father, we come tonight asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness, oh God. Anything, oh God, that's not like you, God, we ask you to remove it, God. God, we want to grow more and more into you. We want to go deeper and deeper, oh God, into the Spirit. God, we want to know the things that pleases you, the things, oh God, that makes your heart glad, God. God, we want to obey. We want to be obedient, oh God, to the things that make you happy, God. God, that you'll be well pleased with us, oh God. So remove any dead thing from us, oh God. Remove it, oh God, that we can sing praise, that we can glorify your name, that we can stand, oh God, and proclaim the goodness of Jesus or who he is to us. Oh, God, you are everything. We just named a few tonight, but God, you are everything. Everything that pertaineth to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. You are that and all that. Yes, you are God. Oh, God, you are a healer. Yes, God. Oh, God, you said if we have faith, God, and if we believe in our hearts, God, you'll do it, God. Give someone the faith, God. Give someone the belief tonight, God, that you can do anything, God. And then rest in you. Rest in you and know who you are. May we away with child tonight, God. Oh, but God, you can set that child free from every demonic spirit. Lord, that's trying to overtake them, oh God, Father. It may be a child, oh God, Father God, Lord God, that's been strayed away and in the hog pen, oh God. We pray for children, oh God, tonight, oh God, yes, Lord God, that, Father God, children that are abused, oh God, in the home, out of the home, children that are in hospitals, children hospitals or any other hospital that's going through all kind of sicknesses and diseases, God. We pray for children that are behind prison walls, oh God. We pray, oh God, and rebuke the spirit of drugs off of them, God, tonight in the name of Jesus. Children who have been adopted and Lord, they'll be treated as second instead of being loved as they ought to, oh God. Authority over gang abuse, oh God, jumped in violence, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, God, for fair sentences for those that are underage that's gone before magistrates and judges, God. Oh, in the name of, we pray for troubled children. Seem as though they're just trouble on every hand, God. They can't seem to, oh God, make it in school or know where to go. They're trouble, God. We bind the spirit of abortion off of our young people, Lord God. Oh, and early pregnancies in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for children that have been taken into slavery, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for children, oh God, that have been oppressed and depressed over things that's going on in their home, God. We pray for children that's being bullied out there in the outside or in the home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that those that are slow learners, God, Father God, in the name, just not picking up, God. We pray for children that they will be obedient to their parent, oh God. Oh God, and outside the home, that they'll be obedient, God, so they won't die early death, but they'll live long life upon this earth. We pray for you that have a mind to work and not be slothful, God. We don't even want slothful children. We want children that's willing to go out and get jobs and go to work, God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of suicide off of them. We command it off of them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray against the spirit of a cult that they are joining, oh God. They are being lured and joined into all kind of occults in the name of. We pray that no child will go hungry tonight, oh God. And so many children, God, are hungry. But we pray against hunger, oh God, again tonight, against children. We pray for the children that's going to school tomorrow, God. Lord God, they'll go with a new mindset in the name of Jesus, God. We even pray for the president, children, and all the past presidents and all those that are in authority, God. We pray for children of all walks of life, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for children, oh God. Lord God, Father God, that your hand be up on them, oh God, and keep them, oh God. We pray for our sons and daughters, our husband and our wives, oh God, against prison walls, oh Father God. Lord, touch those husband and wives that may be sick among us, need healing, oh God. We pray, oh Father God, against every evil force that's coming against the home tonight, oh Father God. You ordained the home, oh God. We come against, oh Father God, Lord God, that evil spirit that's in the home causing all kind of chaos in the name of Jesus, Lord. We rebuke it out in the name of Jesus. We command it in the name of Jesus that the home be free again in the name of Jesus. We pray against, oh God, that violence on the street of murder. Oh, that murdering spirit got to die in the name of Jesus. Go to a dry place seeking rest, finding none in the name of Jesus. We lift up all mothers and all fathers, all parents, oh, that has children, God. Lord God, lay your hand upon them, oh God. Lord God, keep them, oh God. Keep them from the hand of the enemy, oh God, because the enemy desires to kill, to steal, and destroy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And he's lurking, yes, he's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And he's seeking for your home. He's seeking for my home. Oh, yes, he wants to tear it. He wants to pull it down. He wants death. Yes, but the devil is a liar. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Our home shall be alive. Our children shall live. Our children shall live in the name of Jesus. And they shall, oh, yes, they shall receive hand double from the Lord. They shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. I speak it tonight in Jesus' name, that our children shall be blessed. Blessed in their going in and their coming out in Jesus' name. The devil is a lie. Whatever their hands touch, let it be blessed. Let their minds, oh God, have a new mindset to think upon the thing that pleases you. Let their mind, God, be upon their studies, oh God, that they can be A and B students in the name of Jesus. No more starting that a C and D in the name of. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. He can't control their mind. We pray the Holy Spirit upon their mind, that they have clear minds in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we praise you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. For you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Yes, you are worthy, God. Yes, you are worthy. You are mighty, God. Yes, you are mighty, God. Oh, we are mighty, mighty God. Mighty, mighty God. Oh, you are mighty, God. As we come before you, you we say you are mighty, God. Oh, mighty, mighty, mighty. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy. Yes, you are God. Yes, you are God. We worship you. We worship you, oh God. Oh, holy, holy. Yes, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, you are Jesus. Yes, you are Jesus. You are mighty, mighty God. Yes, you are God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, Most High, we worship you, oh, God. We pray, God, oh, God, for our children to come in tonight, God. Oh, from the four corners of the earth, we are calling them, oh, God, in the spirit realm, oh, God. Oh, God, that they be manifested, oh, God. Lord, that they be set free from every demonic spirit that's plaguing them. In the name of Jesus, in your presence, oh, God, we cry holy, oh, God. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, because we worship you. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, holy, 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 holy. You're mighty. Oh, God. Well, have you are listening to God's favorite radio program coming to you live on Block Talk Radio. Have you lost a son, a daughter, a loved one to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites tonight is reaching out to help heal your hurt. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Those are the words of Jesus. Jesus bids us to come. When the devil tries to come at us any kind of way, he calls us by name, and he calls us and tells us to come. Come unto him. He didn't direct us to go another way, but he said, come to him. Come to him first and tell God all about it. Praise God. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh. Praise God. Oh, God is awesome. God is awesome. God is awesome. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Sister Peggy Biden. And I see Minister Zadie Alford. If she would like to pray after Sister Biden, I would like for her to pray for the family. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073, area code 504-347-5797. To listen to our program, be sure to take and dial area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. And press 1 if you'd like to give a praise report or a celebration of what God has done and bless you this week with unspoken requests, anything that you would like for us to pray about, and have others join you in prayer. On Friday nights at 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is part of God's Favorite Radio program. Be a great listener and call this number, 714-409-0578. Remember to tell somebody about it on Friday nights at 7 p.m. and on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. We have Pastor Vivian George and Friday nights, Minister Janice Williams. You will be blessed because this is God's word that is going out, and He wants others to know. Tonight we have some unspoken requests, and also we have prayer for children in schools and homes and hospitals. Yes, neighbors, all types of illnesses, kidneys, heart, eyes, diabetes, fibromyalgia, whatever you want to put in there, all of the aches and pains. Police, government officials, a special friend. Remember our neighbors and your special friends. They always have problems, and we all have problems. So we bring them to the Lord in prayer. Also for financial problems, homeless men and women, grieving, parents losing loved ones, going to prisons, ladies and men. And all of a sudden, we have our own selves, our own lost ones. Just this week, our pastor here lost a family member to pancreatic cancer. But you know, God is always the healer, and God can heal people with different diseases. Tonight we had a call come in for Miss Jean Brewfield. She fell, possibly broken the leg or hip. We need to pray for those dear folks that live alone in their homes, and sometimes they fall. We're all young and we're all old. And we do these things. It happens. Accidents do happen. But remember to keep praying for the protection of our own selves and our own neighbors. In Psalms 119 and the 33rd verse, the Lord says, "Lord, teach me your demands, that I will keep them until the end. Help me to understand, so I can keep your teachings, obeying them with all my heart. Lead me in the path of your commands, because they make me happy. Make me want to keep your rules instead of wishing for riches. Keep me from looking at worthless things. Let me live by your word. Keep your promise to me, your servant, so you will be respected. Take away the shame I fear, because your laws are good. How I want to follow your orders. Give me life because of your goodness." Isn't that wonderful? Give me life because of your goodness. We have to thank God that God is there to touch each person. And as we pray, we give those supplications unto Him. And we leave them there at His cross, because He looks down upon them and He says, "Father, hear my people's prayer." My people's prayer are like music to your ears, with blessings and honor that is bestowed to Jesus and to His own. Give me life because of your goodness. It's wonderful. God's Favorite Ministries can give you a word of encouragement. And just remember, Victorious Living on Friday nights. Gives wonderful words of encouragement also. Remember to tell somebody about it. Again, that area code is 714-409-0578. And have a blessed week. We love you, and we thank you for listening. Sister Vivian.
Thank you, Sister Biden. Praise God. Tonight I'm going to be speaking on areas of complaints by wives against husbands. And I'm going to ask Minister Alford, would you like to open up on that area in prayer tonight? Can you go ahead, Minister?
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Father God, we look to you, O God, for all things, O Father God. Father God, we are in time of trouble. You said that you are very present, helpful, God, and we are looking to you right now, God, because we are in trouble, O God. We are in trouble, O God. But you said in your word, O God, that when we go through the fire, when we go through the flood, O God, when we go through all of the trials and tribulations of life, you said you'd be with us, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, O God, and we are looking to you, O God. We ask that you to forgive us, O Father God, for all of our sins, O Father God. And Holy Father, we acknowledge ways that we have allowed a breakdown in the family. We confess allowing things in our homes that do not honor you. May you redeem families across the nation, O God. I pray for the hearts of parents and children to be returned to each other. For the sanctity of marriage, O God, to return to family activities that unify rather than divide, O God. O God, family devotions, O God, prayers and church attendance to be reestablished, O God. And we just give you glory, honor, and praise, O Father God, because your word is settled, O God. And we just thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, my darling. Thank you for that wonderful prayer tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. You know, the family is hurting so bad all across the nation. And why I go and teach on these subjects, because everything stems back. We have to go back to where God first begun. And he begun with the husband and the wives and then the children. And our homes are so much out of order, as Minister just prayed. But we know that God, if we look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives, God can turn things around. He said in his word, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. And I believe that Minister also just humbled herself and prayed for the family. And this is what God requires us to do, to humble ourselves before him and bring before him the family. The family is in chaos all over. The divorce rate is very high. There's no peace in the homes. Many, many places I go, many people I hear, there is so much chaos. What shall we? Sometimes I'm being asked, what shall I do? I'm at a point, I don't know what to do. I've been in it too long. I've hurt so long. And tonight I'm going to talk about areas of complaints by wives against husbands. Praise God. And the problem is insufficient provision for the family. And that insufficiency includes money. That's the number one thing, is money, food, and clothing. You know, a man is supposed to provide in every way for his wife. And it's not being done. And we're going to see why, praise God. Insufficient. Just think about how insufficient our wives are being taken care of. When God told man how to love her like he loved his own self. Oh, my God. Think about it as I speak tonight. Think about, does man really show that love to his wife? Then we have children, and the children are watching it. So the children grows up, and they get married, and they do the same thing because it's being passed on down. Let's look at 1 Timothy 5 and 8. 1 Timothy 5 and 8 says, praise God. 5 and 8. And it says, but if any provide not for his own, now what man, God has given woman to the man, that's his, especially those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. An infidel is one that does not provide properly for his family. Praise God. He is worse. So God don't look at him as one who that he has appropriated to take care of his family. He has failed God. He has failed God. Praise God. And 10 say, well reported for good works. If she have not brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work, that is the purpose of the wife. Praise God. Lord God, help us in times like these when we need to go back and find thy purpose. If man would go back, it have to first start with the man. God created him to be the head of the household and how to lead his family. Think about it as I minister tonight on this, how many men that you know are leading their family according to the word of God. In Genesis 3 and 16, it says, Genesis 3, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. Your children are to be looking up to the man in the house. Praise God. He is supposed to be one that they can look up to. Praise God. And the desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. That man should have good rule over his house. You know, women are very submissive if they have a husband that is showing that type of love, any kind of love to them. Women are very submissive if their husband is walking in obedience according to the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We see. We look around and we search and we see how our home is so far from God and out of order. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at Ephesians 5 and 19. Ephesians 5 and 19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalm and hymns and spiritual song, singing and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. You know, if we have problems, instead of going to the neighbor complaining, we ought to be singing unto the Lord. Psalms and hymns and spirit. We driving, my God, I hear the word of God, driving out the forces of evil. because God said we were created to praise him. And, oh, if we praise him, healing will come. There are some things in our lives that's holding us back from being what God has ordained us to be in the home. So that makes we have to look at the man as well as ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. This thing is so real, you know, on the home. And if we can ever get back to what God wants us to do, we'll have a whole new different world. But I'm going to show you it's not. Why? Because man and woman is not praying and praising God as we ought to. Praise God. 1 Peter 3 and 7 says, 7 and 8, praise God. 1 Peter 3, 7 and 8 says, likewise, ye husband, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto your wife. Giving honor. You got to learn how to deal with me since God done gave me to you. You got to learn how to deal with me. Praise God. According to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life. Now, I don't hear preachers say too much on that, but when I got there, as being heirs together, you are together, you are as one, you are expecting the grace of God to be upon you, the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. You don't want your prayers to be hindered. So you want to be submissive to God's word. Praise God. You want to be in all that you want, all that God would have for you to do. Praise God. Another target is lack of appreciation for the labors and provision made by the wife. Man just don't appreciate nothing. You know, I have a lady that talks to me, and she said her husband just curses her out. He don't appreciate nothing she does. And she's not on tonight, but she lives, I think she moved out of New Orleans. But she said her husband just, oh, he just did her so bad. How do you think a man is going to be blessed according to what God's word just said? Praise God. I wish she was on tonight. I would ask her to give him testimony. But, you know, I hear this in many areas of our lives. We understand why our home is in the, and our children are in the, how would you say it, the trouble that it's in. And even though we call out those in prayer tonight, why are they like that? Because it stems back to the root of the matter. Praise God. 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 2 said, this know also that in the last days, this is what I wanted to show you. Why is it like this? Because in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. This is where we are today. Men are lovers. They are covetous. They are boasters. They are proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parent. Unthankful and ungodly. If you have an ungodly husband, your children truly will not be obedient. They are without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Some of them are having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. this is where we are today. As I said earlier, I would let you know why we are in the state that we're in. And that was 2 Timothy 3. Praise God. We wonder why sometimes, and we wonder. But when we go back to the Word of God, the God of love, the God of all power, teaches us why we are in the state that we're in. Praise God. Another target is leaving the disciplinary job only to the wife. Some men are really heady, if the word said, and high-minded, that they leave everything. They don't feel like they should be a part of that. 1 Timothy 3 and 4 says, 1 Timothy 3 and 4, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. Everything is out of order. Praise God. Excessive demands for sex resulted in unwanted pregnancies and overbearing of children. Praise God. And we just read that in 2 Timothy 3 and 4 a little while ago. 2 Timothy 3 and 4. Love for extended family members more than the wife. How many men do you know? Praise God. How many men do you know? Praise God. Have extended families. Well, then there has been a hurt. There has been a breakdown in the family. We are teaching on the family tonight. Praise God. Why do we have so many breakdowns? We have to go back to the beginning, where God made it. God made man to have rule over his own family. God made man to know how to treat and to love his wife, to provide for her, to protect her. She should be the love of his life. But if you look back, how many can you say? How many can you say that you know are in this predicament? They have made children outside of the home. Go back to Genesis 2 and 24. Praise God. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we think about God's way, we'll walk in his way. But if we are not following the ways of God, hallelujah, this is what Genesis 2 and 24 says. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Praise God. There is a oneness that comes between man and woman. And if man don't know how to experience that, when he have a wife, then he are not walking in the things of God. They are not in that oneness. How many people that you know right now, if you think about it, in the home, the man have his own account, the woman have her own account. There is so much separation between man and woman. There is so much separation with things. They are caught up on things. They are caught up in the worldly things instead of the things of God. This is not way God ordained it. He just said in his word that they are one, and they are to walk together as one. When you come into a oneness with God, there's a love that penetrates each other, that people will wonder and people will look at you and people will want to know, how can they walk in that oneness? And this is the way God made marriages. that we should walk together. Praise God. Mistrust on wife over monetary matters and the opposite sex relationships. First Peter, let's go there. Praise God. Let's go over here to First Peter and read that. First Peter 3:8-12. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. First Peter. Go to First Peter 3. Are you there? Praise God. 8-12. Finally, be of one mind, having compassion one for another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil. How many marriages that you know, when you have that angry spell, they do evil for evil? When God tells us to love in spite of, or railing for railing, be contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are therefore called that ye should inherit a blessing. You want the blessings of God to be upon you, upon your marriage, upon your home, upon your children. How can you receive it when you're going after each other like cats and dogs? No forgiveness. God tells us how to walk in obedience and forgiveness with one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they may speak no guile. Praise God. I tell you, sometimes you would wonder if people are Christians, because when they finish cursing each other out as husbands and wives and giving them all kind of words, praise God. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him speak peace and ensure it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and the ears are open unto their prayers. God's ears are open unto your prayers. Praise. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Think about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see tonight our breakdown and our fall. Why our children is out here. It comes, everything that happens, it has to go back to the core, at the first beginning, how God created things and how man is falling in so many different ways. Praise God. No consultation with wife before final decisions making. You know, sometimes man can get so bold and say, well, I don't need her. I'm the man. How many do I know? I am the man, and I do this, and I do that. They don't want to be as one. Because if you want to do things as God has ordained it, I had that husband that would say, ask my wife. If many of you knew him, it was always my wife. Praise God. And if we can get many men to go back and walk as one, and then we can see the family start to come back in to fruition again. The order that God has ordained. Praise God. Not caring about the spiritual well-being of the family. He don't care. All he care about, as we go back, what we just read, heady, high-minded, boisterous, not caring about how the other person feels or how they are thinking. It's all about you or what you think and how you feel. Praise God. Not caring about seasonal provisions, gifts, and compliments to your mate. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you even care about what God has placed in your hands, in your heart? that's supposed to be a part of you. Our children are looking for someone who they can look up to. Our children are looking for someone who they can pattern their lives after. Our children are looking for someone when they leave out of a home where there's much turmoil, where there's fighting, where there's no hunger, a little food, because guess what? Their husband has gone outside. He didn't compliment his wife. He went out drinking. Alcoholism has become a big part of our families. Gambling problems. Gambling problems. I can tell you of a person right now. She's losing her house because her husband has gambled her house from under her and she didn't know it. She don't know where she's going to go. So how does this make the children feel? This makes your child go astray. They're looking for love. Our young girls will go and get pregnant. Our young men will turn to drugs. They will never have a whole home because the home that they left out of was not whole. The man have disobeyed God in the way he was supposed to rule his home. Praise God. So we see this. That is our problem. Why we have so much chaos with our children. Praise God. Well, God told me not to never go off unless I bless you. And the highest blessing that he gave Moses was in Numbers chapter 6. And I do pray that you be blessed. I pray that you be healed. I pray God's blessings upon you continuously. Praise God. I hope you'll be back here next Sunday night at the same time. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace in Jesus' name. Until we come back here, God bless you. May he bless your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. May his hands always be upon you. May you follow in the words that I have encouraged you in tonight for your home, that many would like to see and walk according to God's word as you follow Christ. Amen. Be blessed in the Lord. I love you. This is God's Favorites, and we are reaching out to help heal your hurts. And if you have or if you would like to make a comment, just please call us at 1-504-347-5797. Or if you want to come on the program and give a testimony, please give us a call, 1-714-409-0578. Have a good night. Bye-bye.